It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Well, you know this song if you grew up in the neighborhood, like I did. It's from the children's show Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, which first aired 50 years ago. Mr. Rogers did more than sing songs and play with puppets. He also gave children a gentle adult role model. Joining us now to talk about why that's resonating now is WNYC Shumita Basu. Shumita, good morning.
Good morning, Richard. I grew up in the neighborhood too, you know. And Mr. Rogers is probably...
He was on the air for a long time.
He was on the air for a very long time. And he's probably best known for his patient and deliberate monologues on everything from friendship to feelings to accepting yourself. Oh, and of course, for his sweaters.
Yes.
And that epic episode about the crayon factory. Was unforgettable. Mm-hmm. So his name has been in the news a lot because of the 50th anniversary of his show, but I've also been seeing him come up in conversations about redefining masculinity. So just listen to this excerpt from the show where Mr. Rogers talks about how he used to deal with anger by playing piano.
That's one reason I wrote that song, Good Feeling, because it does give you a good feeling to know that there's something that you can do to help you become the master of the mad that you feel. And not have to hurt yourself or anybody else.
So he's really telling kids to master their anger instead of hiding it or acting on it or not being mad.
Mm-hmm.
That's really different from a lot of the messaging young kids hear.
Yeah, especially boys,
yeah.
Which brings us to this moment where a lot of people are asking, how are our boys doing? The comedian Michael Ian Black says, not good. He wrote an op-ed for the New York Times soon after the mass shooting in Parkland, Florida, in which he wrote, America's boys are broken and it's killing us.
Okay, so now you want our listeners to nominate role models.
That's right, Richard. We're calling it a masculinity vision board. Tell us what you would add to it. You can suggest real people like Mr. Rogers or even characters from books or television. Nominate a portrayal of masculinity that you think is commendable and maybe challenges what's seen as the status quo. So you can tweet your suggestions at WNYC and include me in those tweets. I'm at Shu Basu.
Okay, Shumita Basu. Thank you so much. And let's go back to our childhood now and go out on another Mr. Rogers original.
Let's.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair.